This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Jefferson County farmer says he enjoys the freedom of working on the farm each day, but notes the increasing cost of inputs makes farming tough. Calvin Shake says his farm has become smaller over the years, with the crops more specialized.
Used to raise tobacco quite a bit here in Jefferson County. Don't raise any tobacco anymore. Kind of switched over to vegetables and just doing hay. I had a few cattle, sold some cattle, and getting ready to do vegetables, getting ready to try to put up a greenhouse here to where we can get a little longer growing season for tomatoes and stuff.
Shake says he also raises hay on the farm that's now under 100 acres.
I do hay in actually three different counties here. Jefferson, Bullitt, and Spencer County have farms in all three counties that I put up hay on, sell a lot of hay to horse people and cattle operations around here in Jefferson County. There's not a whole lot of farming going on in Jefferson County anymore, but there's more than a lot of people think.
He has a farm located near the Bullitt County line, dates back to his grandfather.
My grandfather bought this farm back in the 40s, and it went from my grandfather to my dad bought it when my grandfather died, and then I bought it from my dad when he passed away. It used to be my grandfather used to own somewhere up and down Route Road here, somewhere around 1,500 acres.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com and see what everyone is talking about.